Blog Talk Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jordan Pauly, and I'm hanging out with the Teddy Bear on LOTL The Zone.
Congratulations on the new EP.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so super excited. It's been a while coming, but yeah, we're really proud of the EP, and I'm hoping that you're liking it as much as I am.
Oh, well, I've had an opportunity to listen to all of the tracks on the EP, and I'm going to tell you, and you did, from a vocal standpoint, you did an outstanding job, because you've been teasing us for the last couple of years. We're releasing singles here, releasing singles there. And I said, wait a minute, when are we going to get a full course meal? And you decided to bless us with the new EP. So what have you most excited about the new EP, Nostalgia?
I think exactly what you just said, really, is the fact that I think over the last few years, I've just been kind of trying to find myself and experimenting in little pools of different things over the years. And this EP is kind of like me saying, here it is with a stamp. This is me. This is the full, like you say, the full course meal. This is it. And it's just a way of showing me as a full-rounded artist. And it's just all come together really nicely. So I'm just excited to present myself in the proper way.
You know, listening to, going back to some other previous work that you released, one of the things that I've become so enamored with you with is that your style, your vibe reminds me of classic Hollywood. I'm talking about Jane Mansfield, Jane Harlow, Marlita Dietrich, to a much refined time. And you're able to incorporate that in your music. And I wanted to ask you, when I mentioned certain Hollywood starlets like that, or just that time of Hollywood, the period, what does that mean to you, not only as an artist, but just from a personal perspective?
Well, it's really funny, because when I'm writing music, like, I have to go into that zone. Like, I almost pretend I'm living in old Hollywood. I'm driving around California in a convertible. It's 1950. I am Jane Mansfield. I don't know. It just puts me into this where I can tell stories and really like get into a character, but I just love it. I've got a picture above me of Marilyn Monroe. I just love it. I don't know what it is about it. It's just romantic. It's the style is effortlessly sexy and just, yeah, I feel like I can tell a lot of stories in that place.
Well, you know, my staff, and I owe them for this, a lot of the, as far as the photos that you've captured on your Instagram page, very eclectic, very tasteful. Again, it takes me back to a time, you know, as far as classic wood is concerned. And also your voice. I've seen your voice, as far as your voice, your vocals in general, have gotten better. I mean, right now, this new period of nostalgia, I mean, you sound like a hummingbird, my love. And I wanted to ask you from your perspective, how have you seen your voice elevate over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think it's mainly, you know, growing into the voice and trying to understand where it is you're going. And I've listened to a lot more. Well, my manager Michael, he's opened my eyes to a lot more like old school soul music. That's enabled me to even just listening to that more of music that I didn't know before and practicing that has opened my voice up and just finding my way really. But I feel like I've elevated by two whole steps in vocals. I'm not sure. It's just a progression of all the work that's gone in over the years, I guess. But yeah, I'm happy for it.
Well, it definitely resonates in your music, and I've had an opportunity to see quite a few of your videos, and I wanted to ask you, you put so much energy and passion in your live performances. How long does it take you to come down from that kind of high after a performance?
Oh, that's one thing I always describe. I say that to Michael, manager, that when I know I'm going to be performing, I know I'm going to be on this massive high. So it's almost like you need to do something afterwards to continue the excitement. Otherwise, you have nowhere to put this energy that's just come out of nowhere. So it does. It can be, I struggle to sleep after I've performed. So it can be a good few hours, tense excitement.
Hattie, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I'm not the best technical, so it might be me. I do apologize.
Hey, we got you here like Linus's blanket, safe and sound. So we're good. We're all good. Before this pandemic hit, what were some of the goals or some of the plans that you had or set for yourself for this year?
Well, we wanted the EP to come out a lot earlier, but it was actually a blessing, really, because it gave me more time to perfect each song. And I actually wrote Celebrate, which is one of the main tracks on there, during the lockdown, because I was inspired of just wanting to get out and enjoy life again. So it was great to be able to write that. We also had a lot of plans to do a lot more live stuff with my band, which is unfortunately not going to be happening until next year now. So yeah, it's a bit frustrating, but it's also making me raring to go and make sure that this EP does well and we move on straight away before we get stopped again. Move on straight away. I'm already looking for the next lot of songs, so
well, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Hattie King, of course, 2EP, Nostalgia. I got to ask you, what inspires you to write? Because sometimes artists say the melody comes first or just off of one to start writing. What motivates you? What are some of the elements that starts the writing process for you?
I'd say I tend to the music tends to inspire me in terms of if I'll hear some element of the music will spark off a certain mood, whether it's whether it's a happy mood. And then I'll then go into that zone I was talking about earlier where I'm picturing myself in this storytelling mode. So I'm almost in my own film. And I'll think about, okay, what is the character going to be doing? And it goes from there, really. But I love the element of storytelling and putting myself in my own old Hollywood movie.
You receive so much love and so much positive feedback for your live performances and also just your music in general. As at any time does it feel like this isn't real, this is like one big dream, but it is a reality. You have a lot of people out there who have become completely enamored with your music, and especially you, as far as the type of presence that you bring through your music.
Yeah, it is. It is quite surreal. I think that's what means the most to me is when, especially, yeah, compliments on the music and people really understanding where I'm going as an artist. I think that means a lot because it's taken me a good few years to find this, really pinpoint where it is and what the sound is. People have probably been a little bit confused over the last few years where it's kind of, you know, changed a little bit. But that's what means the most when people get it and they enjoy it and enjoy the music. It's the best feeling in the world.
Your schedule can be quite hectic. How have you managed to kind of separate the two, the business aspect of music, but also have some type of semblance or resemblance of having your own personal life as far as having your own space?
I think the two are actually very much intertwined because unfortunately as a creative, if you're having a bad day in terms of that creativity or you're over hyper because you're coming up with too many ideas, it affects your normal life because you can't switch off. It's all one, which is unfortunate at times because it makes you a bit of a crazy person. But
I can definitely relate. You know, the funny thing is you have a birthday coming up very, very soon. Is there anything that you would like to take place or some of the things that you said, you know, if I could just sit back and say, you know, what would be the ideal birthday present for Hattie? What would it be?
Ideal birthday present. Oh, my goodness. I think it would be to be able to have a tour and have a sellout tour, whether it's really small venues, whatever, but have a sellout tour of people that would really, really love the music and just go for it, because I absolutely love performing live. That would be my Christmas gift and birthday gift.
Well, you have an open invitation when this pandemic is over with. You have an open invitation to come down to Houston. We'd love to have you perform in the studio. I mean, I'm a great admirer of your work. The EP is incredible. It definitely wants lingering for more music. So far be it for me to deprive the listeners of some Hattie King music. So let's get into it. Of course, the mini songs. Yes, Lord. From the new EP, Nostalgia, with Digging You by the incredibly talented Hattie King here in the zone of LA.
Boots. We got Levi's, Levi's, Beehive Hips. Goodbye,
Lord have mercy. Came with Digging You from the new EP, Nostalgia, available on July 20th. And remember, family, to get all the links to the walkie, stop by, of course, Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/Hattie King and all Facebook at Hattie King Music. And last but not least, on Twitter at Twitter.com/King. The single Digging You is available as well, but you definitely want to get and place your order early to get the new EP. So, you know, one of the things, again, that I find fascinating to not only your voice, but the type of aura that you present. And how are you able to separate the people that are really into you as an artist and the ones that are just trying to look as far as being hangers-on, the one to feel like, hey, if we hang around her enough, we'll be able to get something of profit for her name, as far as her quote-unquote stardom. How have you managed to kind of weed out those two type of individuals?
I feel like I have a bit of a sixth sense in terms of if I meet somebody, it has to be face-to-face. So if I'm going to work with anybody or we're going to bring anybody on board, anything like that, then I always say we need to meet in person and tend to have a certain feel for people, whether they are, have good intentions or if they're actually into you, and you'd be able to tell as well. If they're into the music and what it's really
it's
about,
it's important to have that kind of sixth sense, especially.
They will be a lot more enthusiastic.
What has been one of the challenging aspects as far as being an independent artist? Hello, Addie. Can you hear me, my queen?
Hello.
Back to my family, but it's okay. No need to fear. The teddy bear is still here. It's all good. And remember, family, again, the new EP will be available on July 24th. And it's going to be available on all digital media outlets. But you also get the new single, of course, Digging You. That's also available. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick two and two to see if we can get